This Scott Sigler story is brought to you by EastBay.com, coupon code AFSIGLER, which saves you 15% on orders of $75 or more from EastBay.com. No matter what your sport, check out EastBay.com for shoes, clothes, hats, bats, gloves, and balls, and more, any kind of equipment you need to play your game and play it well. If your order's under $75, use the code AFSCOTT and the number one, that's AFSCOT1, to save 10%. And now on with our story.
Welcome to the Friday Fix, where we give you news and interviews from the world of Siglerism. An extra hit to string you out until Sunday story. And now here's your host, Dark Overlord Media's director of doom, a real girl herself, A. Kovacs.
Hey junkies, this is A Real Girl coming at you with this week's Friday Fix. Today on the Fix, we have another snippet from Siglerfest 2011. This is a short story that Scott wrote in his senior year of high school for the Young Authors Showcase, which was a literary magazine he edited at his high school. And it is, you know what, I'm just going to let you listen to it yourself. It's called Cat and Mouse. That's all I've got for this week. If you want to leave a message on the Gore Line about this or the starter, we have a Q&A coming up pretty soon for the starter. Go ahead and do that. You can call 206-666-GORE or send an MP3 to media@scottsigler.com and we will either answer your question about Cat and Mouse or include your question on the starter Q&A in a few weeks. That's all I've got for you today, junkies. Not even 1 minute of doom, and I'll catch y'all next week. Have a good one, junkies.
Cat and Mouse. 48 hours, 17 minutes. Drake silently slipped through the underbrush, his trained eyes piercing the half-light of dawn. Behind that bush, that tree, moving off to the right, his prey could be anywhere. Drake had played this game before, many times before. He was on the beast's trail. He was going to get him. No escape, no second chance. He had made it through the night, the most dangerous time to be hunting a genetic. Drake had confronted Cooper, wounded Cooper, made the beast run for its life. It was the last time Cooper would escape him. No escape, no second chance. Cooper would be tired now, very tired. Losing blood, his nocturnal habits forcing him to seek out a hiding place away from the sun, away from the light. Drake should have been dead on his feet. He'd been up for 48 hours. The hunt started just over 2 days ago. His insatiable hatred of Cooper kept him going. 600 cc's of Viamorophil hadn't hurt either. 48 hours of high energy production would take their toll on him for certain. He would be in bed for days after this, if it didn't kill him. What happened after he nailed Cooper was the least of his concerns right now. He was on the trail. Blood on a broken branch. Small grasses flattened by the genetic's weight. Fallen leaves turned over to reveal their lighter undersides. Small vines pulled from the ground and pointing the direction of the trail. To the trained eye, these clues were like giant neon signs flashing this way, this way. The trail meant that the beast was getting careless. It was hard for Drake to control his excitement, especially with being whacked up on the Viamorophil. The genetic was full tilt running now, running for his worthless life. His base animal instincts had overwritten his trained human skills. That was the brakes. Where you had heightened strength, perceptions, and endurance, it came at a trade-off with intelligence and sanity. It didn't matter. The only thing that mattered was death. Cooper's death. Drake was on the trail. No escape. No second chance. Kill the beast. No escape. 50 hours, 43 minutes. Cooper limp-hopped through the underbrush. Blood trickled from his upper thigh, staining his short golden fur all the way down his leg. It easily seeped through the homemade bandage he had made with his shirt. God, did it hurt. Every step sent fiery pain shooting up the leg. Crazy bastard Drake, hunting him down. It wasn't fair. It just wasn't fair. Cooper hadn't slept in 2 days. The hunger, tiredness, and fatigue was almost enough to make him cry. He could smell him. Drake's mistake, forcing him downwind like that. He could smell the Viamorphil, too. Not fair. Not fair, the crazy bastard would still be high, not tired at all. Cooper was almost ready to collapse. Trees. He had to get up in the trees. Hard for Drake to follow. Exhausted limbs almost didn't obey their commands. The pain. His leg was burning up. Cooper fought his body's desires and forced himself up into the tree. He worked his way from branch to branch, from tree to tree, above the forest floor. He collapsed in the crook of a thick branch. He couldn't run anymore. Sleep. Just want to escape the pain. His body and mind were grabbed up by the welcome blackness. 52 hours, 5 minutes. Drake checked the counter on his pistol for the fifth time in as many minutes. 4 shots left. Ultra Mark V Hunter's acid pistol. Really neat stuff. The bullets lodged in the target and slowly leaked acid for hours, causing intense pain. That was just what Drake wanted for the target. That scumbag genetic deserved all the pistol could give and more. Hour 52 of the hunt, and he was close. So close his trained nose picked up the smell of burned flesh. The bullet he had put in Cooper's leg was doing its job. The blood had stopped some time back. The beast had stopped bleeding. It didn't matter. Drake was going to get him. Cooper had to be almost dead. It couldn't be long now. The Viamorphil would wear off in a hurry, and Drake would be out for a long time. But he was so close. He reached into his pocket and pulled out a black plastic case. Drake opened it to look at a half-full syringe of pump. 300 cc's. It would probably kill him. He was almost OD'd already. He pulled out the syringe and popped it into his arm. No escape. No second chance. 56 hours, 14 minutes. Cooper awoke dreamily, relaxed but still very tired. What time was it anyways? He squinted his eyes against the light of the day and looked at his watch. 4 in the morning. Why was it so bright out? It must be 4 in the afternoon. His eyes flew open with a sudden realization of where he was and why. In a tree, high off the ground. Had he lost Drake? He sniffed the air. Drake, roast beef sandwich, even more pump. How much had the guy taken? His hunger awoke at the smell of the sandwich. He hadn't eaten anything in 2.5 days, and he was still so tired. The wind was shifting. Wouldn't be downwind from that cycle anymore. It would give Drake the edge. Tired, so very tired. It couldn't hurt just to lay down a little while. He didn't smell that close. Just 15 minutes of sleep. A cat nap. No, can't sleep. Move or die. He won't get me. 57 hours, 25 minutes. Drake checked his watch. He had to grab his left hand with his right to keep it from shaking so he could read the time. 5:43. He would have caught up to Cooper long ago, but lost him when he went into the trees. Now the trail was painstakingly slow through the branches. The pump was extracting its price on his sleep-starved body, eating away at him, killing his cells by the thousands. Drake's head felt like a bomb had gone off inside, but he wasn't the least bit tired. Drake froze in his tracks suddenly. He dared not even breathe. He had seen something moving up ahead, a flash of golden fur. 57 hours, 38 minutes, 12 seconds. Cooper struggled to stay awake as he moved at a snail's pace across the branches. Hide? Drake would find him. Fight? No gun. Never get close enough to him. Wind had shifted back again. Drake was very close. Cooper had a small surge of energy, though he was sure there couldn't be any adrenaline left in his battered body. Run and live. He was scared to die. What would happen? He was just a walking dead man. He'll find me, kill me no matter what I do. Why not quit? Just sleep. Let him catch up. Then it will all be over. Just want to rest. So tired. 57 hours, 38 minutes, 35 seconds. Drake watched the genetic stop and fall asleep. He moved out on a limb and put Cooper in his sights. Hand was shaking so bad. No escape. No second chance. He pulled the trigger. 57 hours, 38 minutes, 37 seconds. The bullet smashed into the trunk of the tree inches from his left arm. The shock flashed Cooper into consciousness. Acid droplets seared the fur in his arm. He sprang to his right, diving for cover. The wounded leg gave out under his weight. Missing a desperate grab at a branch, Cooper plummeted 30 feet to the ground as another bullet hissed over his head. 57 hours, 38 minutes, 56 seconds. Missed. Haven't missed a point-blank shot in 10 years. Missed. Twice even. Damn it. He hastily began scaling down the tree. 57 hours, 41 minutes, 14 seconds. Agony. The pain was unbearable. Was it possible to hurt this much, or was he just having a nightmare? It couldn't be possible to suffer like this. Left ankle felt like it was on fire. The right knee bent back all the way against the joint. The bone jutted forth from the back of the leg, or was that the front now? Blood spilling on the ground. Ribs shattered. The bullet wound had reopened. Someone had shoved a branding iron inside. Must have, it hurt so much. What was that noise? Drake. Run and hide. Oh God, the pain, I can't move. What will death be like? Run, can't. Hide, can't. Drake walked slowly up to him. 57 hours, 41 minutes, 36 seconds. Drake stared at the pitiful figure on the ground before him. Sweat poured from his face and body. Drake's insides were burning up. He was shaking like mad. Slowly, meaning to torture the beast with the weight, he raised his shaking gun. Cooper's eyes closed, waiting for it all to end. The flash came, and acid spilled up on the side of his head. More pain. Cooper's nostrils filled with the smell of his own burning flesh. He looked up pleadingly at Drake. 57 hours, 42 minutes, 11 seconds. Missed? How could he miss? Point blank and then some. So hot, I'm burning up. Last bullet. He knelt down next to the genetic, barely able to see, barely able to think or even comprehend what he was doing. Hatred guided his tremored hand. No second chance. No something. Escape. 57 hours, 42 minutes, 15 seconds. What was wrong with him? Why wouldn't he bring his suffering to an end? Fire. Do it, you bastard. The pump has caught up with you, hasn't it? Ha! I hope it hurts. I hope it kills. Cooper's brains exploded onto the forest floor as the last bullet found its mark. 57 hours, 42 minutes, 17 seconds. Shaking so bad. The gun fell from his grip onto the bloody ground. Fire in my chest. Gee, whose brains? Real messy. No escape? No second chance? None for me either. His thoughts trailed off into the deep blackness as the drug claimed the price it demanded. 57 hours, 42 minutes, and 21 seconds. And that's the end.
You have been listening to The Friday Fix, hosted by A. Kovacs, produced by the A-Team of A. Kovacs and Ariok Morningstar. Content in this podcast is copyright of Dark Overlord Media and might just kick you in the nuts when you're not looking. For more information on author Scott Sigler and for free weekly audio fiction, visit scottsigler.com. Theme music is the song City of Angels by The Distillers off the album Sing Sing Death House.